Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show. I'm your host for this evening, Show Reverend Henrietta Byrd. And we are live in Chicago from a beautiful experience, a salon in Chicago who's giving back to their community. Their community tonight includes In the Spirit. In the Spirit, I'll let the director tell you about exactly what In the Spirit is in just a few moments. But as we always begin, we begin with the declaration of the International Black Summit. And I'll do the declaration, and then we'll get to In the Spirit and find out just what it's about. The declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation about and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Chicago, Illinois, May 6th, 2012. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. Thank you. So tonight, we are live from Chicago. And again, I'm your host, Rietta, and we are building economies, and we're funding our communities, and we are establishing nurturing relationships. And one of the relationships we have this evening is with a salon here in Chicago, and the name of the salon is You is a Beautiful Experience, a Beautiful Experience. And this particular salon is having a spa day for one of the, homes. And this home is for women who are being transferred back into the community. But I will introduce you to Pam Frazier and ask Pam to tell you a little bit about what In the Spirit is. In the Spirit is the name of the organization. And this is the director, Ms. Pam Frazier. Hi, Pam.
Hello.
Pam, can you tell the audience just what In the Spirit is and why everybody is, like, so happy to give back to In the Spirit today?
In the Spirit is a recovery home for women who are getting their lives together. They're on a new journey, a spiritual journey. They've given up drugs. Changed their lifestyle. It's a safe environment for women to live after they've completed treatment and, needing to reintegrate back into society. It's a house that we opened 2003. that houses 11 women, and they can stay there as long as they want. We send them into other treatment programs, job training programs, anything that we think they may need, reentry programs. Some come from the prison, some come out of jail. Some have lost connections to their family, but they stay with us and they reintegrate holistically.
Mm. See, I knew a little bit about it, but I didn't know all of that. That's wonderful. So you have 11 women.
11 beds.
11 beds, right. And what are some of the things that the women do every day?
The women, if they're not an outpatient, then they're on job search, you know, job training programs. In the evenings, we teach them holistically. We have spirituality classes, aerobic classes, 12-step meetings, anger management, relapse prevention. It's just a holistic approach to them changing their lives. Today is pampering day for them, and this is something we do once a year. Mm-hmm. And it's other people that support us, giving back by giving them massages, pedicures, manicures, their hair done. And these are things these women have never, ever, ever experienced in their lives. So we just try to take them to some plays, take them to Wisconsin Dales, just anything, you know, to help them understand that life can be better and holistically without drugs.
That is just wonderful. And I've known about it probably since you began, if not right after, and always, like, prayed about it and supported everything, but I didn't know it did all of that. That's really nice. In the International Black Summit, we in our declaration, it says providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, and altering the conversation of who we are in the media. And I think In the Spirit does all of that. The last statement in that declaration, in that paragraph, is empowering our youth. One of the things I noticed today is Pam's family is very active in this giving back. Her granddaughters, you know, her daughter, her daughter-in-law, everybody is, like, chipping in. And so she's training them how to be of service. When we first arrived, they set up the food, and her granddaughters went around, and they took what they wanted to eat. I can't think of their orders. Right. And, you know, what they wanted, what kind of sandwich, what they wanted on the sandwich. So you're training them to be a service, and I think that's, like, wonderful. And they go back and they serve the people. You know, it's just a wonderful experience today. A lot of friends of mine are chipping in, and one is doing facials, and somebody's doing healing, like healing pedicures. One is doing massage, and they can get their hair done however they want it done. It's, like, really a wonderful experience. Pam, you're also associated with BET,
right?
And so tell us a little bit about that.
Black Ensemble Theater is a theater that helps eradicate racism. That's her philosophy. And what she does, she also gives back. And I joined her auxiliary board. I am a chairperson of the volunteer committee, and I'm on her executive auxiliary board. And it's just an opportunity. The ladies from In the Spirit volunteer to go down and usher. That's given back once a year. All the ladies go and feed the homeless. That's given back to teach them, you know, that it's just not about themselves, that they have to grace, as it was talked about in church this morning with our minister. You know, so the reason why I joined the Black Ensemble Auxiliary Board is because they just really give back. They're a black organization. They believe in bringing people out to see the different shows free, you know. So it's just holistically, you know, all around. You know, when you give, you find other people who give, you know, and that's been my philosophy, you know. So
that's good. And the thing about giving is it sets the law in motion, you know. Sets the law in motion, and what you give comes back to you in whatever manner you need it. You might give money, but it might come back to you in health. Or you might give, you know, service, and it comes back to you in finance, you know. So we set that law in motion on a regular basis. Well, let me take a break and let them know about what's going on with the summit. And if you don't mind, if we could go into the salon and talk to some of the people,
absolutely,
maybe your manager.
Okay.
And will you let them know we'll be in about 3 minutes?
Okay.
Pam, thank you.
My manager is the person that came to me and went through treatment.
Okay.
Went through our program, and now she helps manage that program. You know,
right.
So, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Right.
So we'll talk to the manager of In the Spirit in just a few minutes. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and I'm your host for today, Henrietta, and Jill is listening in, Jerry is listening in, Glenn is on location, he's in Canada this week at Ottawa, where the International Black Summit had some wonderful events that had prerequisites, a male prerequisite, female prerequisite, just special courses that are offered by the International Black Summit. And many of our facilitators flew, drove, took the train, however they could get, to Ottawa to, you know, get there to facilitate the conversation of the International Black Summit. If you look on a website, blacksummit.org, you will see a list of different programs that we are offering, and prerequisites or summit shares. There's a lot going on because we are on our way to Birmingham, Alabama, which is where the summit annual event will take place, August the 2nd through the 5th. And the people in Alabama are ready for the summit. They called for the summit to be in Birmingham, and they are in the space of welcome, and let's make this conversation happen in this state of Alabama. We have recently been to Huntsville, Alabama, and Madison, Alabama, and we are going back to Huntsville next, well, 2 weeks, actually, from yesterday. And there's a prerequisite in Huntsville on the 19th, so call your family, your friends, and let them know. We're planning to have one in the southern part of Alabama on the 20th. So once again, you can go to blacksummit.org. There are other prerequisites that are available in your area, and if you would like to have a prerequisite or a summer share in your area, just shoot us an email or give us a call. Go to blacksummit.org and let us know. And Miss Benita is here,
yes,
the manager of In the Spirit. So
yes,
let's start a conversation with Miss Benita. So I understand that you've gone through this entire program yourself.
Yes, I have.
I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
In the Spirit, 5 years ago, as a resident, I did treatment at Haymarket, and I came there, I can't remember the year, but it was 5 years ago, and I became house manager 2 years after I had been there, okay? And I always tell people, you know, the spirituality class that Ms. Shirley and Valerie teach, man, it just opened me up so. And you know, they taught us about affirmations. And one of my affirmations before I became house manager was always that God was preparing me for something I couldn't handle right then. Mm. Okay. And it was to be where I am right today. You know, in charge of these. Well, not in charge of them, but hopefully inspiring them.
Yeah.
You know, because they're doing the same path that I've done, you know. And the most wonderful thing, most beautiful thing that I get out of that is seeing some of these ladies come in and they're so withdrawn and their hearts are so hard.
Yeah.
And I see them like just like I can see the seed that has been planted,
yeah,
and they just blossom, you know. I get so much fulfillment out of that today, you know. So I know this is what, you know, one of the purposes. I know God has other purposes in my life today.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is one of them. You know, I don't know nothing else I can want to be doing right now. I really don't. You know, I mean, I've been in my addiction for over 20 years. I was an addicted heroin addict. And my parents today, they just cry. They just cry when they see me. They're so proud. You know, I was just talking to my father, and he's still wherever he goes, he just tells people. You know how proud he is today.
Yes,
you know, it's just what I'm doing. You know,
I know he is.
You know, and I tell people, I said, I'm not a wealthy woman from that, but we have had ladies that come through in the spirit, and they still call me. And that's such a wonderful thing today,
to know that they still call me Miss Anita.
I love you for being in my life today.
Okay.
Oh, it just does something to me, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I know this is what God has for me, and I know he has even greater
even
things
greater
for me
things.
When
that's
I,
right.
you know, when he leaves, tells me to leave here, so.
You got to let's give her a hug, everybody. We're standing outside of the salon because I don't want to interrupt them, and they're just like having a wonderful time.
Yes,
so
yes.
We tell them to like to be quieter and just a fair. So
okay.
We're standing outside. That's why you hear the cars going by and everything. So Miss Benita, tell me, like, what was the most challenging part of it for you when you first entered in the spirit? What was the biggest challenge you had?
Getting humble.
Okay.
Because I will honestly tell you, there was one point in my first year there, and I was just so defiant. And Miss Frazier, Pam, she told me, she said, you know, maybe in the spirit it's not for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, maybe you should think about leaving here.
Okay.
And, you know, that humbleness got because I didn't want to leave there. You know, I had never known about recovery homes, anything like that, but I knew I couldn't go back where I had come from, you know,
uh-huh.
And I knew I wanted a better way of life. And the ladies that were there before I got there, you know, I see them doing things, you know, and going on with their lives and their lives getting better. So, and that's what I wanted, so.
Yeah.
So I straightened up.
That's land, right?
Okay.
Do you, Pam, do you remember those days?
I remember because my philosophy is that if you don't belong, you won't stay.
Okay.
You know, and if you do, then you're willing to change. And the only way that you could stay is to be transformed, you
okay.
know, by the renewing of your mind. And that's the reason why we brought in spirituality class to help them change their minds. You know, so when somebody leaves, we don't get upset. We just know that they weren't supposed to be there.
Oh, okay.
You know, and the ones that do, we see them. We see them change, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, this is wonderful.
I still pass that on to the ladies that come here. I just told one of the new ladies the other day, I said, if in the spirit is not for you, we don't have to put you out.
Uh-huh.
You won't be able to stay here.
Oh, okay.
You know, some people want to go where it's chaos at.
Uh-huh.
And the spirit is very peaceful.
Yeah. It's not only peaceful, it is the cleanest place I have ever seen. I've been saying that since day one. Well, I have never seen a house that clean. Oh, my God. It's so clean. And your spirit, oh, that's right. They have spiritual bedrooms. Tell us a little bit about that.
Each one of our bedrooms has a spiritual foundation, a spiritual meaning. And each one has a color that goes with that that spiritual meaning. Like we have a blue room, that's a faith room. Orange room, that's zeal. We have green for order. Light blue for imagination. Purple for power. My office is gold for understanding.
Oh, okay.
And then we have a pink room, that's our love room, which is our prayer room. And they can only go in there and pray and listen to spiritual music. So each one of our rooms has a spiritual meaning and a spiritual color.
Yeah.
And the ladies go into those rooms, and they, you know, they may not know when they get there, but immediately after they've started to live there for a while, they start to see what that meaning is and how and why they're in the rooms that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah.
That, oh, my God, that is just wonderful. That is just wonderful. So, Pam, tell us, like, for the listeners, because I really want people to support In the Spirit. So where can they go, the website or the address that they can mail in a donation? And tell us what kind of donations you enjoy. I mean, you know, we know money. We know money.
Absolutely.
And if there's anything, well, of course, always send money. Okay? Tell us where first.
Well, we have a website, www.thespirit.com, www.thespirit.com, and that's our website. And our address, we're in Inglewood. You would not believe that we are in the, what they call the worst neighborhood in the city of Chicago, but it's peace in our house, peace
okay.
on our street. And so we're in Inglewood, 7225 South Yale. Phone number is 773-892-3155, 773-892-3155. And we're always looking for donations like supplies, because, as you say, our house is clean, you know, so we always need supplies on top of money. You know, we've had people that donated furniture to us, you know, so we don't turn down anything, you know. So we always accept it. Even if it's something we can't use, we pass it on. Other places that we know. So,
yeah. Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. So, just to repeat what Pamela said, go to the website, the letter N, thespirit.com. And that's www.n, the letter N, thespirit.com. And address again,
7225 South Yale.
And is it
60621.
Okay, great.
And all donations are welcome. The yes, the phone number.
Our office number is 773-892-3155.
Okay. And so whatever, if you have time to donate, you know, or just whatever you think. If there's a play, you want to take the ladies out to dinner, you want to send a gift card, wherever your soul opens up to. This is a wonderful program, and we love it. We love Pam. We love Miss Benita, you know, and just wonderful. I hope that we can, yeah, we have a few minutes that we can come in, talk to some of the women about their experiences. But I'm going to talk a little bit about the annual event again, and so I'll be in about maybe 5 minutes. Is that good? So you all won't freeze to death, because
okay.
It's getting a little cold out here, Pam, and thank you, Ms. Benita.
Okay.
So this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we are live in Chicago at a salon called A Beautiful Experience, 3851 South Giles, which is in Bronzeville, in the area that's called Bronzeville, right across the street from Wendell Phillips High School. I mean, right across. I'm looking at Wendell Phillips High School. This is where all of the great black folks went to school back in the day. Here, Washington, just everybody. And why? Because this Yeah, this is Bronzeville, and this is where everybody lived when they migrated to Chicago in this particular area. So everyone, you know, kind of went to school here, and it's a wonderful, and they all had a wonderful experience. Wendell Phillips has one of the strongest alumni associations in the city, and they've this school has produced some really great people, politicians, ministers, you know, just everybody, because this is, I guess, the only place that people could go at one time. And I shouldn't say the only place, because there was DuSable which has a great following as well, and Dunbar, that are also schools that are in Brownsville. But just because we're right across the street from Wendell Phillips, I wanted, you know, wanted to mention that. Now let's talk a little bit about the International Black Summit annual event, the 22nd annual event. That event is taking place in Birmingham, Alabama, the United States of America. We've been out of the country a lot, but the last 2 years we've been in the United States. We were in Baltimore in 2010. We were in Chicago in 2011. And 2012, we will be in Birmingham, Alabama. And why Birmingham? Well, you know, we in the summit believe that wherever the annual event takes place, it takes place there because we've been called to that place. And we listen for alignment to see where life is calling us. And the alignment that occurred was for Birmingham, which means that Birmingham called forth the summit conversation. And in preparation for that, people all over the world are having summit shares, and they're having prerequisites. The prerequisite is where you go and find out why the summit? What is the summit? You know, what do you talk about? What do you do in the summit? You know, so many people think that the summit is like where we have different speakers and we talk about different political topics, and that's not what the summit conversation is. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. And I'll repeat that. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. So when you come to the summit, there is an opportunity that awaits you. And that opportunity is for your vision to come forth, whatever it is. You may have a vision to be the alder person in your area. You may want to be to start a nonprofit or to start a house like In the Spirit, or a salon like A Beautiful Experience, or your vision might be to have a healthy family. It doesn't matter what your vision is. What matters to the summit is that you participate in it so that you can bring it forth, because if you realize your vision, then others can realize their vision. You know, you set the law in motion for so many people in your community, in your household, you know, in your love circles. There's a community that you exist in. And when you can bring forth your vision, then others can look at you and bring forth their vision. So the purpose of the International Black Summit, once again, is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. Now, we also have a youth summit. And a youth summit is from children 8 years old to 35, and I guess people say 35, but in certain countries, we found that the youth age is different. So in African countries, sometimes you are considered a youth until you are 35 years old. And so we take that into consideration. So there are people who are uncomfortable, you know, being with the adults. So we had to make adjustments we had to make adjustments and, you know, alter our age limit for when we are in other countries. But we have a youth summit. We have a teen summit, you know, so that the conversation is offered at a level where people are with their peers and they understand exactly what's going on. And let me share with you the purpose of the youth summit, okay? We exist to facilitate. Now, this is written by the youth in the International Black Summit. We exist to facilitate the connection, self-expression, and empowerment of young people of African descent around the world. We are young people making our vision real in our communities and exemplifying the principles of youth, transformation, love, and possibility as a powerful approach to the universe. Let me read it again. This is the Youth Summit purpose. We exist to facilitate the connection, self-expression, and empowerment of young people of African descent around the world. We are young people making our visions real in our communities and exemplifying the principles of youth, transformation, love, and possibility as a powerful approach to the universe. So in our youth summit, we've had some of the most powerful people you have ever seen, teenagers, children, youth facilitators, and we allow the conversation to come forth at their level. We, of course, are always considerate of the safety of our children and our community, and so we have facilitators that are extremely well-trained and are listening for what the space is calling for, just as we do in the Adult Summit. So we also offer the Youth Summit as a conversation and invite you to bring your youth from 8 years old on up. So that's a little bit about what the summit is. And remember, what's available in the summit, there are several things, okay? We explore questions and we explore issues which empower participants to realize their vision, again, for the Black community and the world. What is also available in the summit is that it's a place to clear yourself, to be able to hear what life is telling you, a place to clear yourself, to be able to hear what life is telling you. Also available through the summit is acknowledgement, praise, and celebration of who we are as a people and the contribution we are in the world. Now, let me say that again because, that's one of my favorites, is acknowledgement, praise, and celebration. We acknowledge people on a regular basis on all of our calls, our meetings. It's filled with acknowledgement. You've never been acknowledged till you've been acknowledged by someone in the International Black Summit. And why? Because we recognize that acknowledgement is such a great part of who we are. You know, you hear people talk about all the time what children don't know about the past, about our history or whatever. And if we acknowledge more and more in front of our children, then our children will begin to acknowledge their friends about things that they accomplished, about things that they manifest, about the transformation that they are. And so we acknowledge, we praise, and we celebrate. We celebrate on a regular basis because we have a lot to celebrate in the International Black Summit. It's the 22nd year of this conversation, and we celebrate 22 years of success. We celebrate 22 years of unfoldment. We celebrate 22 years of evolution and expansion. And as we do that, we offer this conversation to the world. So join us in Birmingham at the Double Tree, which is right at 20th Street, 808 South 20th Street to be exact, in Birmingham. Call for your reservations. The zip code is 35205. You call and let them know you're with the International Black Summit so you can get that special rate, and you must reserve your spaces by July 1st in order to get the special rate. Go to blacksummit.org for more information. And remember, you can always follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, and our website is blacksummit.org. So that's just a little bit about about the annual event that's in Birmingham. So let's go back to our featured guest tonight, our beautiful experience and in the spirit. And let's see if we can talk to some of the ladies about in the spirit and their experience. Hold on one moment. Okay, so here's one of the board members from In the Spirit. Tell me your name.
My name is Barbara Willis.
Barbara Willis, and you're one of the board members. So what's your responsibility as a board? Oh, yeah, she, you came through In the Spirit.
Not only am I on the board, I am also an alumni.
I love it. She said, not only am I on the board, I am also an alumni. So what are your responsibilities as a board member?
Secretary.
Okay, so you take some minutes. So you take some minutes and keep up with everything. Okay? How long were you in the program?
I lived there in the industry for 2 years. Okay. 2 years was in at industry was my safe haven.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Safe haven. So that's we heard that several times. Okay. And so you lived there for 2 years, and how long have you been working there, working with them, I say?
I've been clean for 7 years.
7 years?
Yes.
For 7 years?
Yes.
Oh, for 7 years. Oh, sobriety, 7 years. Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you. And we're going to move over and talk to some more people from In the Spirit and a beautiful experience, the salon, who's hosting us today. And you should see these hairstyles. Oh, my God. I mean, you talk about some transformative hairstyles. We've gone from one to the other. And Tamara, we have a Tamara in the International Black Summit. But this is Tamara. Tamara, how long have you been at In the Spirit?
7 months.
7 months, okay. So you're new.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So how's it been for you?
Quite beautiful. I've learned a lot. I'm loving my recovery.
Okay.
I'm having a beautiful experience.
That's wonderful. Did you hear? She said, I'm loving my recovery. That's a wonderful thing to say. I'm loving my recovery. And In the Spirit provides that special space for you to do that, right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. What are some of the things what are some of your responsibilities at In the Spirit?
My responsibility is to stay clean, to live life on like terms, to learn how to love myself and others.
Okay, so you said to stay clean, to live life on life's terms. And what was the third one?
To learn to know how to love myself.
To learn to know how to love myself. I can use all three of those, okay? To live life on life's terms. And to learn how to love myself and to stay clean, of course. Okay? So how does Inner Spirit support you in those three goals that you have, like to stay clean? How do you do that?
I make meetings. I have recovery skills. I also have spirituality, and I love spirituality.
Okay, so you have recovery classes and the spirituality classes. Yeah, Pam mentioned those classes earlier, the Reverend Shirley Lawson and Reverend Valerie McGee teach those classes. Yeah, and everybody loves spirituality. That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to move on.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. I'm going to move over to some people from A Beautiful Experience, okay, and who are hosting Inner Spirit today. And they've been so gracious. I mean, they've been doing hair all day. And I had a wonderful opportunity to shampoo for them and be an assistant. So who am I speaking with?
Terrell.
Oh, you're so real. I've been asking her all day, who's the owner? She said Terrell like it was someone else. And she's Terrell. Terrell, thank you so much for hosting this event today.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It was our pleasure.
Thank you. So tell me about A Beautiful Experience, like about the name.
The name A Beautiful Experience came out of my mind, because when I think about women or men who get their hair done or any service done, there should be a beautiful experience.
Okay.
It should just be a beautiful experience.
Okay.
And that's it. So beauty does start from the inside out.
Okay.
So we try to be well-rounded and make it happen.
Okay. And she's beautiful, too. You should see her. She has a beautiful smile. This is a salon that's in purple and white. And, you know, purple is a power color for us. And so it's really, really nice. I told them all about Bronzeville and, you know, the history of Wendell Phillips, and the salon is right across the street. And so how long have you been here in this location?
Actually, we just relocated to this location.
Okay.
From the South Loop.
Okay. Just one moment. Hold on 1 minute, because I want you to be able to hear her. Okay. So my question again was, how long have you been here?
We've been at this location only a few months. We just relocated from the South Loop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we relocated to Brownsville, and it's been a wonderful moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So A Beautiful Experience is something that you think everybody should have, right?
Exactly.
When they
exactly.
come to get their hair done. So you know what the talk is, that when you go to a salon, you have to stay all day. So how do you work that out?
Well, it should be a beautiful experience. I talk to our artists, they're going to experience beautiful, not long and not drawn.
Okay.
So that's our top priority, making sure the client is comfortable. But you know what, though? When they're here, after they get through, they love to just sit and chat.
Okay. Right, and you can't even make them leave, right?
Exactly.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
That's such a beautiful experience that they're going to stay a little longer.
So it's
a good thing.
Yeah. So now, okay, what kind of services do you provide here?
We offer everything from chemical relaxers to natural hair.
Okay.
And soon coming manicure, pedicure.
Okay. Okay, great, great. And so, and we've seen all of that. Everything today.
Everything.
Including the manicures and pedicures, the natural hair, facials. Right, everything. So this is good, because this is like what you want to be here. So that's great. Great.
One stop shop.
Okay. Now, who are some of your stylists to work here?
We have a barber, his name is O.C., a stylist, her name is Bonnie. We have several stylists, Bonnie and Marquita. And we have some people that come and go on commission. So, yeah, we have a full staff.
Okay. Great. So, again, she's located 3851 South Giles in Chicago. And stop by when you're in the city to a beautiful experience and ask for Terrell. So now I know who she is. Thank you, Terrell, and thank you for hosting us today.
You're welcome so much. It was our pleasure.
Thanks. Okay, let's see who else I can find here. Oh, Grace. Grace is the one who's doing the healing feat. So let's talk to Grace and see what she's doing. She did my feet, and oh my God, I asked her, did my feet tell her what I have been doing, what I need to do. She's a wonderful, wonderful person, but I'll let her tell you about her services. This is Grace.
Hi. All I do is it's called just the foot washing, and basically what I use are the products that you have at home in your kitchen, which is salt, sea salt, Epsom salt, baking soda, vinegar, sometimes I can't think of the other vinegar, but and olive oil. I make a scrub out of the salt with the olive oil and the salt and the soda and the Epsom salt. And I have my own technique where I do the massage and the Vitaplex. And I wash the feet and lotion the feet, and that's it.
Okay, so she told us what she uses, okay? But I want her to tell, see, she talks to your feet. You know, if you try to talk to her while she's doing it, she does not hear what you're saying. She's concentrating on something and just making you relax from the bottom of your feet. So what is some of your training, Grace?
It was a hobby, and what I've learned is basically when my mother, while I was taking care of my mother, I used to wash her feet. So different little things that I would do at different times, and I would incorporate it with other people, and I got to the point where I liked doing it, and because it made me feel so good, and it made the feet feel real good. So it's different techniques that I learned on my own, not professional. It's my own profession. And it's doing it as a hobby, and I do it as a hobby.
Okay. Thank you, Grace. Thanks so much. There are a couple of other people I would like for you to hear from, but let me just remind you that this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. I'm your host for tonight, Henrietta. And because I'm on location, we are in Chicago. We will hear from Jerry about the Trayvon Martin update. We'll get that next week because I understand there's a lot that's gone on with Trayvon Martin. So we'll update you on that next week, which is Mother's Day. And again, we invite you to the 22nd annual event in Birmingham, Alabama. So the next young lady that we're going to speak with Pamela. Her name is Pamela, and she's also a resident of In the Spirit. And I had the pleasure of riding with Pamela today and listening to her good news. You told us that you have been in the Spirit for 1 year. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so first let Pamela say hello to you.
Hi, my name is Pamela Hall. I'm a resident of In the Spirit. I came to In the Spirit May the 23rd of last year. I am currently the senior resident in the Spirit.
So you're the senior resident. Oh, my God. I like, you know, this is a nice little corporation Pam has going on here. You actually move up and do things. So many people who are in key positions came through in the Spirit. I like that. That's a village kind of mentality kind of thing. You know, I really, really respect that a lot. So tell us a little bit about what the year has been like for you.
In the last year, I've accomplished a computer certification and IT training. I have went to, back to school to get my GED. I'm taking my test the 11th and the 12th next weekend. And I received a job at O'Hare, which I'm going to have to resign in order to start a job with the City of Chicago Department of Water. And I'm very thankful to Ms. Pam for all that she's done, providing a place for us in recovery and being the spirit that she is, uplifting us and keeping us motivated to make our dreams come true. Today was a beautiful experience. We came to the salon. I've had my hair done, my nails done, my feet done. I've had a massage, and it's just been a wonderful, wonderful day. I got my eyebrows arched, and it was a total makeover. And I'm so thankful, so thankful to all the ladies that came out and volunteered to make us feel special today. It was a beautiful experience. And now that I have a job, I plan to continue.
Okay, okay.
Thank you, Pam. That's so nice. Pamela. All right, Pamela. So, Pam, in order to take the new job she's been offered, is going to have to resign from another job, which is at the airport. And, oh, that's just wonderful to have choice, right, to have choices in which job you're going to have, you know. That's really nice. And only 1 year you've been within the spirit, and you've moved up to senior resident. Okay, what are some of your duties as senior resident?
In the spirit, we have regular meetings in the house. We have spirituality. We have recovery skills. We have a 12-step meeting. We have chores. We have meditation. And we have reflection. We're all responsible for participating in our group meetings in the house. Miss Shirley and Miss Val teaches us spirituality, and it's truly a blessing to have those two sisters with us. They are so, so motivating and inspiring.
Thank you, Pamela. I wish you the best. No, I mean, I'm knowing it for you because you've done the work. And it's manifested in your life. So that's just wonderful. I mean, that's really wonderful. Let me see how much time I have. I have 8 minutes left. Okay, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we are live in Chicago from a beautiful experience where they're hosting a spa day for In the Spirit. And In the Spirit, you've been hearing about it, a home for women who are transitioning from different walks of life and headed in a different direction. So I'm going over here to one of the other stylists her tattoo says Mama Red. And she's one of the fabulous stylists at LaToya. LaToya is her name. So tell me, LaToya, last year when we were over when we did the spa day, you were a student.
Yes, I was. And I can say that I have successfully completed my program. I graduated second in my class at salutatorian, so that lets you know it's a gift from God that I am crafted for this field.
Okay.
I've been doing hair for 10 years of my life, but 3 years ago I took the chance to go professional. Because you know how, like, you have a God-given talent, but you sleep on it and you try to do other things and you fail at them, it's because he created you to do something else. And I was born with this talent, and it was like, why waste it? And he finally made the pathway for me to get where I needed to be. He found the grant, found the shop, and found the school, and all I needed was to do was apply those things that he set forth for me. And once I did that, he opened up another door to where I'm successful now, to where my clientele is growing, and I'm in the process of working on a business plan to open up my own establishment.
Girl.
So let's get a praise for the church choir. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good.
Okay, and that is Miss Law.
Toya.
Okay, who's one of the stylists here. And so you see, I'm just having a ball today. I've been able to give, and I just want you to speak. I mean, I just want you to hear from the two, one of the two ministers who do the spirituality class. And because everybody I've interviewed has talked about Reverend Val and Reverend Shirley. Okay, so Shirley, who's doing the massage, and I'm going to interrupt her massage for a minute. Okay, Reverend Massage. So Shirley, tell me how long you've been within the spirit.
Since 2003.
2003? Oh, my God, I didn't know it had been that long.
Okay,
and tell us about the spirituality class.
Oh, the spirituality classes are just magnificent. We started in 2003 teaching the classes, and what we wanted to do was bring what I term the spiritual component to recovery. And there is a spiritual component to recovery because we believe that if they understood that God is everywhere evenly present, that no matter where they are, the presence of God is there, then they would do better. We believe that if they understood that there's a spark of divinity within them, that they are created in the image and after the likeness of God, they would do better. And we believe that if they understood that there's value and there's power in their thinking, that they would think better, thereby their behaviors would be better. And we believe in teaching them that they need to become aware of the Spirit of God that is within them and learn how to practice the presence of God. It's so exciting.
Yes, it is.
And then finally, we teach them the law of demonstration, which is like begets like. What they think about, they bring about. And so it's been a magnificent journey. We have expanded to other facilities, and even now in Baltimore, Maryland, teaching the spiritual principles that will help them live a healthy, happy, and prosperous life.
All right, Sherry. And Valerie is here, but she's all over on the side. But Sherry is one of the teachers of the spirituality class that everybody mentioned. Every time I interview somebody, they talk about the spirituality class.
Yes, and we're Great Lakes Transformational Empowerment Centers, and we link with the various transformational and intervention facilities to bring that spiritual component. We're also teaching out of Southwood Intervention, which is a facility where they come from maybe the court systems or, you know, they come on their own or, you know, families taking them there. And it's just fantastic.
Thank you so much. I only have about a minute left, so I'm going to try to get back over here to Pam. Oh, this is Pam. I can't get back there. She's having a massage. The director that we...
No, you have to talk to the director.
No, we talked to her already.
Oh, okay.
But, so I want this up for a massage. But thank you, Shirley.
Thank you
so much. Remember, the website for In the Spirit is www.inthespirit.com. And Pam Frazier is the director. It's here in Chicago. And you can donate to In the Spirit. You can donate to Great Lakes Transformational Empowerment Center. You know, is there a website, Shirley? That's okay. You can get in touch with me via Blog Talk Radio if you want to donate to the Great Lakes Transformational Empowerment Center. And to all the ladies, thank you at a beautiful experience. And all the ladies that are in the spirit, thank you for everything. This has been a wonderful show. Remember, it's archived, so you can go back and listen to the show anytime. Just go to blogtalkradio.com and click on International Black Summit and this date, or you can just go to blacksummit.org, our website, and click on Talk Show, and you'll be able to hear it again. So remember to go to our website and see about Birmingham, the annual event, and we will see you next week on Mother's Day. God bless, and thank you for listening.